All right, we're going to continue this morning with Jimmy Johnson, driver of the number 48 Lowe's for Pros Chevrolet. And we will go ahead and open questions for Jimmy. If you have one, please raise your hand, say your name and affiliation, and we're going to start with Claire up front.
Claire Belang, Sirius XM NASCAR Radio. Take us through last weekend and what you went for and why you went for it and your mentality heading into this weekend with what you got in your gut.
Yeah, I mean, obviously a great weekend for the Lowe's team. Qualified well, had good pace in the race. Spent the first portion of the race just worried about stage points and trying to collect those, knowing how important every single point would be. And then there was a fuel mileage portion of the race where points were very much on my mind and worrying about fuel mileage. And just getting to the finish, and I had news about us being in a good spot. So, and it was such a moving target, too, the way people would run on track and what was needed out of us, where what our points advantage was seemed to change pretty quick at times. And then the final restart, I definitely was more focused on the win than points. And, as I look back over my decision into that final set of turns and even watched the video, my thought process was to be inside of him going into that corner and to have his spotter stay inside. He, as it turns out, was trying to protect that move and drifted up in the middle of NASCAR 3 and 4. And so I had my opportunity on the inside. And again, my whole goal, and I'd thought about it for weeks, was to try to have the spotter say that I was on one side or the other, because it really affects your angle out of the chicane there. And I would have a shot at the win. So I set all that up, and all that went great until I made a mistake on the brakes. And unfortunately, it cost me a lot. And there was one point in time there, if the 96 car could have got running, that it wouldn't have cost me the ultimate of advancing and moving on. And then also, sadly, in the process of me getting control of the car, I did lose control and eventually collected Martin. So it wasn't a bonsai move. Just trying to clean him out. I mean, it was a very calculated move, and we both hit the brakes at the same point in time, and unfortunately, I got it wrong, and there were many consequences to follow after that. So disappointed. It's way easier after the fact is over to say, well, why didn't you, and how come, and all that kind of crap, but I was focused on winning a race, and that's what got me there.
If there was any question about you protecting your points position versus going for the win, you just had to listen to the radio call when Chad Knaus said, go get his ass, right? I mean, you knew what
your
mission was.
He did say that as I took the white flag. So we were in a pretty strong advantage at that point. So I felt like if I made a mistake, I could have recovered. I didn't think I would fall back that far, for one. And then the other thing is my move, I planned on it being in control and calculated and us both finishing. It wasn't drive in there, clean him out, hopefully I win. That was not the move at all. So, unfortunately, I just missed it on my part a little bit and got the brakes locked up, and around I went.
All right, Bob, or Lee, go ahead, and then Bob.
Lee Spencer, RacingBoys.com. Clearly, like you said, hindsight, but would you change a thing?
I still got to make that move. I still got to try for it. I would have made a small brake bias adjustment, and I think I would have modulated the brakes a little bit different into the corner. Looking back, I was a little lower than I typically was entering that braking zone and had a bit more steering wheel input in the car, and that's why the left front initially locked up. So I would change a couple things, but I don't know how I don't go for it. And again, it wasn't this desperate move to try to pass him in that braking zone. My intent was to be alongside of him one side or the other because I felt like it would have tripped him up enough to where I had a real shot on the exit of the corner to the start-finish line.
And real quick, that being said, I mean, at this point, are you about the wins even, before the playoffs? Because really you got to win this championship anyway. So, it, right now for the 48, even if you were in, if you're out, it's about, bottom line, it's about winning. Would that be a fair assessment?
Yeah, now it's absolutely shifted even harder that way. And, I myself and many sit up here or on the front stretch doing interviews and saying it's all about the win. And I think last weekend really showed it's really all about the win. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Bob Hocker, ESPN. Have you had fun this week? Have you been able to laugh this week, or are you not over it?
I've thought about it a lot and what I would do differently. I just like to learn from my mistakes. I do feel bad for my team and the fact that we didn't advance and how much we put in that. But countless text messages, phone calls, walking through the shop, they've all supported my decision to race for the win and have a lot of pride in that. So, you know, the other piece that that weighs on me, and I don't know if it would for all drivers, but I feel bad for Martin and that 78 team. You know, I hate that my mistake affected them and could impact their season to some degree. So I don't like that aspect to it. But it is racing, and I know in my heart that it was a legitimate attempt at winning the race, and a mistake was made, and I didn't go in there and just try to move them out of the way and wreck them and create all this havoc. So I've moved on, and I did have a good week, but you know, there are a couple things that still linger, and that always seems to go away when you get in the race car and start the next practice session.
All right, Brian.
Brian Nelson, Motor Racing Network. So, Jimmy, the tension of Talladega, not having
not for me,
yeah, not having now to factor in the championship run. Does that how does that impact that all that tension for you?
Yeah, I mean, it takes it off for sure. The ultimate concern for points is much less. I still have fifth position in the points technically that I can move up to, and every position is meaningful to me and to the team and sponsors. So, you know, we'll be smart, but this gives us a chance to really be aggressive and look for wins. And we'll see if we can take advantage of it at Talladega. With stage points, I think it's been some of the most action-packed plate racing we've had in a long, long time. So I don't know if my aggression will be able to guarantee a win by any means, because everybody out there is really aggressive.
All right, Tim, go ahead. And then Jerry, go to him.
Tim Kittle, I'm a WRC Sports. Jimmy, I got two quick questions for you on the rules package. Number one, do you think that there could be a potential with this package that we get to the point where there's too much downforce on the race cars?
I've driven a lot of cars over the years and a lot of generations of cars, and we've had, you know, in some opinions, mine's too much, others not enough. I don't know what next year will look like ultimately. That's something we're all going to have to learn together as a group. I think there's been a couple great races that have shown that that package puts on a great show. And I think we'd be naive to think that it's just going to be awesome everywhere. But there's a big attempt being made to improve the quality of racing, and I support making our sport stronger. That's where I stand on it. And at the end of the day, they're still passing out a trophy, and I like trophies. So I'll make whatever work.
And then my second question is, how much input exactly did you have as one of the veteran drivers, specifically in the decision with NASCAR through the Drivers' Council to put that together for 2019?
Yeah, not only am I on the Drivers' Council, I'm also on a rules meeting council. And, you know, our voices have been heard as drivers, and I do not envy the position NASCAR is in. They have the drivers to listen to, the owners, the competition committees, the track owner operators, and television. And they are left with a very difficult decision to balance all of the asks that are made and make the best decision. And then at the end of the day, be judged by the fans by it. So I don't envy their position, but I do appreciate their commitment to making our sport, you know, the best and most competitive racing around. So we'll just live and learn together, and everybody puts their best foot forward. I think we're going to have a very competitive year next year.
All right, Jerry, go ahead.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net and PRN. After your move going for the win to end that streak last week, there is a train of thought coming in here at Dover that you're going to wax the field and you're going to get that win this weekend. Have you thought about what that would mean coming on the back end of what happened last weekend?
Yeah, I mean, it was nice to be up there mixing it up with the guys. I haven't been in that position in a while. I think that road course gave us a unique opportunity to find something new from a setup standpoint. The 9 car won at the Glen, so I think our road course program, you know, has been pretty strong, and there was an opportunity for me there. You know, from my standpoint, my desire to win has never been stronger, and I'm happy last weekend people were able to see that. But when I've been criticized about my commitment and desire while I've been running 20th, the same fire's been there. I think it's unfair to be judged by the performance on track. You know, it's a collective group that puts the car in that position to win. We're at my favorite racetrack, and absolutely do I want to win the race. And I will do everything in my power to win the race. But it takes a collective group to have the car, the pit stops, the strategy, and all that. And I don't know if this weekend is that weekend. But if there is a track that I can make up a tenth or two for the team, this would be one of them. And I hope I can do that and make the difference.
All right, Reed, and then we'll take one additional question. Go ahead, Reed.
Reed Spencer with NASCAR Wire Service. One more Charlotte question. But given the fact that you were sliding backwards when you cut the chicane, did you consider not stopping?
I did. If you look at the video, I was in first gear going, and I think I would have been fourth the way the little gaps worked out with the leaders coming through. Chad's the one that reminded me that we needed to stop. At the time, I felt like, oh, yeah, that's right, I'm supposed to do that, and then went. And then as I realized we were knocked out, I started questioning how the I would rather the tower make that call. Knowing the outcome, I would rather the tower make that call and knock us out than anything. But we made the right move. And, again, if the 96 car gets rolling across the finish line, we're in. So just a wild series of events at the end of that thing.
John Smallwood, Philadelphia Inquirer. The Roval, it was a unique race, and it was interesting, and it's from the playoffs, but was it good for it to be an elimination race, considering all that's at stake in that, and then coming onto a track like that where you guys had never been on, and just the circumstances of it being an elimination race?
I think the ratings were up considerably, and so was the attendance. I think it's a good move. And I got eliminated. So.
All right, we'll take one final question for Lee to wrap us up.
I just want to know how the casino put you 10-1 when you're 11-time winner here. Any thoughts on that? And they spelled your name wrong.
I've been called way worse. And I can remember my first diecast car when it came, all-tail car. It had on the box had my name spelled with a Y, and I was so excited. And that case showed up at my house, and I opened up the case, and my name was spelled wrong. I'm like, you got to be kidding me, really? So I've been dealing with it my whole life, and it's part of it, and that's fine. As far as the bets go, I've never paid attention to it, but I can clearly make somebody some money this weekend, so I hope I can.
All right, Jimmy, we appreciate you spending time with us this morning. We wish you the best of luck this weekend.